Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, arguably the busiest man on the Giants beat, Chris Bisignano. Chris, before we get into that and before we get into the mini camp, which we want to talk about, we have to mention the loss of Jim Fassel at age 71. Yeah. I imagine it was suddenly, died of a heart attack, tragically. Lots to say about Fassel. I guess I'll start with, he represents to me like the, like an exciting time in Giants football when he came on in 97. It was after the Dan Reeves era and he was brought in to fix Dave Brown. Obviously that didn't work out, but he had a pretty successful run, with the Giants for 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, 97 was a nice run. They got upset by the Vikes, you know, but, I mean, they got beat, you know, I guess it wasn't upset in 97.
Well,
right?
they were up,
home,
yeah.
They were the home team. They were up late, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously Fassel had that run in 2000, you know, the chips in the middle of the table and all that. Made Kerry Collins, man, resurrected his career.
Yeah.
And you know what, Jerry? I'll say it to this day, dude. I know they went to the Super Bowl in 2000. Had a great win. We were both there, right? The NFC Championship game, the stadium was rocking.
Yeah.
They go to the Super Bowl and the whole deal. Okay, they lose. And I'll say it again, Jerry. In 2002, Collins and that team was hitting on all cylinders. They go into the playoffs. They beat the Colts late in the year, remember, with Peyton?
Yes, yep.
They go into that playoffs, and they blow that lead to the 49ers. And, Jerry, Kerry Collins was playing lights out, remember?
Yes, yep.
The offense was lights out.
Yeah.
The team was rolling, and I still, Jerry, to this day, we all know what happened against the 49ers. We got robbed. I know they blew the big lead. They still got robbed, though. Mm-hmm. They still should have had the winning field goal, dude, set up.
Should have been set up again, offsetting penalties.
Should have been, right?
Yep.
Jerry, I would have liked to have seen that next game. And if the Giants, you know, I forget who the hell the Niners played the following. Was it Atlanta?
It would have been Tampa.
Tampa. Oh, yeah. The year Tampa won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Right. So I would have liked to have seen that game the way the Giants were playing.
Yep.
You know, but they blew that big lead, big drops, right? Mm-hmm. The flag that he was an eligible receiver.
Downfield, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They don't call it the whole deal. And they got robbed there. They should have been set up for the field goal. And anyway, but that team was rolling. So Fassel getting back. Fassel did a great job with Collins.
Yeah.
Did a lot of good things with the Giants, man.
Yeah.
Like everything else, you know, not many coaches, you know, ride off in the sunset on the white horse. So it turned a little bad. They fired him. Went on to Coughlin. But Jim Fassel did a lot of good things here, bro.
That
players love playing for him.
You said it. That 2002 team, they went into the Colts and – Amani Toomer had 3 touchdowns in that game.
He was running people over.
Yeah, he ran over Gibson, right? You remember? And Big Blue VCR has been Big Blue VCR has been playing that lately like crazy. But I remember what I think about Fassel. You know, he started off. He was I forget what he had. I think he was OC in Denver, or I know he was at Stanford. Yeah. He had Elway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Elway at Stanford. Yeah,
and then he came here, and he was OC under Hanley, right? So he had Sims, right? So you figure you start off with Elway and Sims. Then he comes back in 97 as the head coach, but like really, I mean, you know what? He was also in Arizona for a while with Boomer.
He was with Boomer.
Yeah, he comes here in 97. It was really a reclamation project for Dave Brown, right? And it was get this guy right. And that was Dave Brown's, I thought about it today, dude. That was Dave Brown's 6th year in the league, right? And they're talking about Daniel Jones, like, this is it for him, you know, like he's got to turn around. 6th year for Dave Brown. Now, he only played, you know, 94 on, but that was, so it was his 4th year starting. But then, and that didn't work out, he got Cannell and Kent Graham for like back and forth for 2 years before he got Collins back, or before he got Collins, I should say. So like he made a playoff team with Danny Cannell. Now that defense was very good with John Fox and Armstead, Strahan, Seahorn, Robert Harris, but people forget, Bradsky, right? But you know, talk about a draw the cards there. Like thank God he got Collins and was able to get that moving, brought in Sean Payton, and that offense was a lot of fun to watch, dude.
Hey, Jerry, you know, he kind of like, you know, Sean Payton was his coordinator, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We all know what Sean has done since then, right? Since he took over the Saints. Yep. John Fox, we all know what John has done. We all know what John has done, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
And like I said, you know, if you remember, Jerry, when he was brought here with the whole label, the offensive guru, remember?
Yeah, yep.
The quarterback whisperer and all that stuff.
Yep.
And Kerry Collins, man, to this day says, this coach turned my career around, man.
Yeah.
You know, he turned my career around because Collins' career was going down the toilet.
Yeah.
And Jim brings him over here. Coach Fossil brings him over here. And, look, a couple of surprising things with Fossil. He never got another job.
Right.
Now, a lot of people ask, he was bitter to, unfortunately, Jerry, I was talking to a guy today.
Yeah.
And he told me, unfortunately, Fossil was bitter about that to the day he died, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That he never got another job. He got this label as being soft, although a lot of players said he really wasn't that soft, but
right.
He got this label as a guy, let the players kind of run the locker room.
Yeah. And that's why Coughlin was brought in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Coughlin was brought in. Remember?
Yep. Yep.
They wanted a guy, they felt got a little out of control.
Yeah.
Now some players are coming out on those teams saying that really wasn't the case.
Yeah.
That he was stern at the time, but I do remember, he had a tendency to be a little, but whatever.
Yeah.
He kind of got that label of a players kind of run the show there. And I heard him, he kind of had a few different things, going on. Stuck to his name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it.
No, I mean, one of them was on the NFL Network. Amani Toomer tells that story.
Yeah. So, but he never, I felt, Jerry, he should have got another chance at it. He never did.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, as the years move on, that's it. You're outdated, Yeah,
that's right.
A new wave of coaches like you've seen the last 5-6 years in this league, all young guys,
And if you think about it, the only other job he got, I think, was quarterback's coach or offensive assistant for Billick. Like, and it was like, yeah, fix Kyle Bowler. Like, oh my God, I just fixed Kerry Collins. I was working on Cannell and Graham and Brown. And then he got it didn't work. So,
from what I understand today, too, Jerry, somebody told me that he was a little bitter about not being in the Giants' Ring of Honor.
Wow.
I don't feel Fossil deserved to be in the Ring of Honor. Okay. But anyway, Jerry, in the year 2001, after 9/11, is something I remember most about Jim Fossil, the way he guided the franchise.
Yep.
The way he went down to ground zero with a lot of the players.
Yeah.
Handing out waters and handing out food to these firemen and police officers and anybody else that was digging, digging down there at ground zero.
Yeah.
And he was really, and he kind of guided this franchise, Jerry, in a very respectful, very mature way. I remember that with Fossil. He's getting praised now because unfortunately the guy passed away,
Yeah.
But he did a great job back then, Jerry. And then the next year, like we just talked about, he made that run in the playoffs and they were hot, dude. And if they would have held on to that lead, I would have loved to see that Tampa Bay game, dude. I really would.
You got to think if they had John Fox there instead of Johnny Lynn, that team could be 11-5, 12-4, maybe, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe, Jerry. But you still can't blow 38. Whatever. It was terrible. But so Fossil, is a guy that did a lot of good things with the Giants. I think 3 years he was in the playoffs out of the seventh, right? I think it was. Yeah. And and unfortunately he had a heart attack, and from what I understand from his son, and unfortunately he passed away. But he'll be known in Giants history, dude, he did take a team to a Super Bowl, Jerry, so he'll always be known for that.
I had the privilege of interviewing him a few years ago for The Insider, and he was very gracious. He was a nice guy. And I thought it was funny because when I was done with it, he said, hey, send it to me before you publish. I said, okay, which no one has ever asked for. So I sent it to him, and he called me, and he goes, hey, you got it perfect. I said, hey, thanks, man. He's like, hey, you New York guys. I said, oh, awesome. And he was very nice, and rest in peace, Jim Fossil. He contributed to the Giant organization and was very kind to me when I spoke with him. So,
unfortunately, so sad thing. Yeah. Rest in peace to the Fossil and best wishes to the Fossil family. His son, obviously, a longtime coach in the league, special teams coach, and So, it is what it is.
Yep. All right. On to mini camp, and man, it seems like it was a few days, but there was so much that went on, and the emotion of Twitter. I can't imagine if
I didn't read a lot of it. So you gotta fill me in.
Well, all right. So let's start.
Is it good emotion? Good emotion?
Well, yes, for the most part, and a lot of praise for you. I'll be honest.
Oh, really? Yeah, I got to start catching up, dude. I've been so busy. I haven't caught up on Twitter.
A lot of praise for your coverage. But I guess the emotion was Kadarius Toney slipping, not being on the field. Today he wore good shoes. Talk about what you've seen with him so far.
All right, well, look. Cover it all. Jerry, look, let's be honest, because we're always honest here at the Insider, you know? We're always objective. We're going to say it like it is. He doesn't show up in any OTAs, okay? Right. That annoyed the crap out of me, okay? Okay, yeah, but sure. It's OTAs. It's voluntary. Yeah. Contract, I get it. All that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at the one OTA, I think it was the rookie camp. I'm sorry. You know, he has no shoes on. He can't find the right shoes. He's slipping all over the damn place. And,
right.
So then we see him yesterday. And I'm like, what's going on here? You know, he's falling down like in front of me. And it was funny, Jerry, because I put that tweet out yesterday, right? About this dude must have slipped about five times. What the hell? Can we get the right cleats for this kid? You know what I mean? Oh, could he find the right cleats?
Right.
And I must have had about five beat writers go through. Hey, Chris, classic tweet. I was going to send the same thing out. Like, what is going on? You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, was it me? I mean, what are we doing here? You know, this kid keeps falling. Jerry, it was like every cut slipping.
Yeah.
You know, this and that. I'm like, you know, he's not really getting off to the. He's going to the locker room yesterday before conditioning again. Like, what's going on? Is he injured? You know, people are like, what's going on with this kid? You know?
Right, right.
Don't tell me we have another Odell here going to the locker room at halftime, cramps. So he needs water. I don't like water.
Needs IVs.
All he had to tell us was I'm not really big on water. We all would have been having flashbacks at Odell, you know? But no. So let's correct that now, Jerry, because first of all, he's a rookie. Everything's new to him.
Yeah.
And you can see the kid is trying so hard to impress. Okay. Yeah. The slipping thing was borderline ridiculous, okay? But now we go into day two today.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to sit there yesterday and go, oh, this kid, he ain't going to make it. And believe me when I tell you, dude, there was some whispers to my left.
Yeah, right.
There was some whispers to my right. And you heard some people, oh, man, I hope this kid ain't a bust. And what's up? This kid can't stand on his 2 feet. You know, why do we draft this? Trust me, and I'm telling you, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be a blowhard and stand there and go, oh, doesn't look good here, you know? So second day of mini camp today. I think I put it on Twitter. Great day for him.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry. Yeah. He didn't slip once.
Yeah. Right.
The right cleats, Jerry.
Yeah.
Nice route running.
Yeah.
Very good. Dude, very good hands.
Yeah.
His feet quickness is unbelievable.
Yeah, you said that's gonna serve him well in the slot.
He's got we'll get into that in a few minutes. He's got like that Dante Hall type shiftiness.
Mm.
Right foot boom, left foot boom, you know?
Yeah.
And you could see with a kid, he's got so much talent, Jerry. It was like a different kid today. He didn't drop the ball. Yesterday he kind of had a drop, you know.
Yeah.
You could tell he's getting frustrated. Like, relax. Like Judge is over there, you know, Judge went over to put his arm around him one time. I think Coach Judge was like, yo, dude, relax.
Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. You've got a lot of football here, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Calm down. You're not getting cut this week. You know, you're not trying out for this team. We all know what's up, you know?
Yeah.
Today he was smooth, liked the route running. Jerry, when he's in a slot, and they're going to move him around. You know, Shep's going to be the outside ones here. You know, Gal there. You know, they're going to shift everything around. And you're going to see Toney in the slot during the season. He is going to be one difficult matchup because the way he moves his feet in the slot, Jerry. I mean, he put a few moves on today. Guys were going one way. Toney was going the other.
Wow.
He put a move on Bradbury today. Now, James is half slacking because the defense doesn't attack. They back off, you know. Mm-hmm. He did a little corner route today. He put his left foot in the ground like it was a slant, and he did that little corner. And Bradbury hips one this way to his right. Kadarius went to his right to the corner, and he totally fought Bradbury. And you see the kid, the potential, man, of a weapon this kid could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A woody, Jerry. So he had a nice day. Look, the kid's young. Let him get acclimated. Even Kenny Galladay told us yesterday, I don't have the playbook down yet. I'm still learning it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Imagine a rookie now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So the kid's flat. You saw today, I thought he had a very good day. And Giant fans should be happy with that. As the process moves along in camp, he'll be just fine. And Jerry, I tell you what, He's returning punts today, and he is smooth, dude.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Catches the, not like catching the ball like, oh, crap, you know, I hope I catch. He's, you see, when he catches, he's looking to attack.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I hope I catch this. Fair catch, you know, like, I just want to make the team. I hope, no. He's, you see, when he catches the ball, Jerry, he has one thing in his mind. I'm busting this one 65 yards. That's his mentality.
And that's interesting because they have some options there, right? You know, Peppers is the other, right? Like Peppers is a very good punt returner.
They got Shep back there.
Shepard, yeah.
Peppers is going to be used. This kid, Tony, like I just talked about, you got Darius Slayton in the mix, okay?
You got. By the way, you got to tell your boy Shepard, I have 387 jerseys at home now that are, I guess, you know, can be worn, but he's number three now. So.
Yeah, you could get rid of those, dude. Yeah. So, you know what, Jerry? It sucks, dude. They haven't told us anything about locker rooms yet, but it's not looking good. But we'll see. Six.
Yeah.
We'll see. But we'll talk off the thing. The hold on to one of those 87s for you. I'll tell you why later, okay?
Okay, cool.
But Shep, yeah, what are we talking about? Shep, right, okay.
Yeah, sorry, the receivers. I interrupted.
Jerry, Kenny Golladay today.
Yes. Saw the one-handed grab.
You did?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Running verticals, Daniel, you know, working out the kinks with Golladay, brother. You got to get on the same line with these guys, you know?
Yeah, you said that. He's spending a lot of time with him.
You got to get the communication down. You know, this isn't football on 12th Avenue in Brooklyn. You know, go to the fire hydrant, you make a left, I'll throw you the ball. No, you got to be on the same page with these. It takes time, you know? And Jones and Golladay, they're off to the side. You know, they'll be working on things. You know, they're talking. They're off the field. They've been hanging out. But Golladay called Daniel, his boy, yesterday and up Zoom with us, you know, the whole deal. No added pressure. Look, Golladay says, listen, I asked him yesterday in the Zoom, look, you got the big contract, my man. You know, you're like the number one guy. You know, any pressure here? You know, you feel? Nope. That's not the way I roll. You know, I'm here to play ball and this and that. So that's a good sign. You know, you don't want the kid to like, oh, my God, he's got this big contract. He's going to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll find out as time moves along. But you see with Golladay, you know, we're looking at some red zone drills today. Actually, inside the 10 drills. Well, it is a red zone, but it's inside the 10 drills. And they're working on those little fades, Jerry, you know? Yeah. And that's what Golladay is going to be so effective, dude. You know, Daniel hitting him with those back shoulder fades, and Golladay just going up and getting it, dude.
Who's the last receiver on the Giants to be able to run that successfully, huh?
Plax.
I mean, not even Nix didn't do it. He wasn't really a fade guy, Nix. I mean, it has to be Plax. It's been long.
Nix, yeah, no. So, you
see that. Chris, I was going to ask you, with the receiver, so you're talking Golladay, you're talking Tony. Shepard, excited. That's the three. Slayton.
Yeah.
Is there a dark horse that could emerge even beyond them?
Okay, well, I think you know where I'm going to go with this. And people have been reading the tweets. It's David Sills, bro.
Yeah.
It's David Sills. I mean, look, this kid was having a pretty solid camp last year, and he got hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Goes on IR, the whole deal. I mean, he's out there. He's catching balls all over the place. I understand shorts. I get it. But, you know, I'm just reporting what we're seeing, you know, what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
We'll find out more as camp, you know, when he start putting pads on and defenders start defending and all that. But this kid is making an impression. I looked over today and there he is, you know, Tyke Tolbert, Judge, Jason Garrett. They gave him a few reps with the ones. Hey, throw him in there. Let's take a look. That's what they do.
Yeah.
When you're impressing, Jerry, you'll get some time with the ones.
Yeah.
That's the way, you know what I mean?
Because they're going to need a fifth receiver, and it's a bunch of, you don't know, John Ross came in, obviously. So,
yeah, he decided to show up today, John. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Pettis from last year. Like, there's a bunch of names. Backman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're going to keep a fifth receiver at least.
Oh, sure. They're probably going to keep six.
Yeah, you know? Probably.
Special teams is going to be huge. You know, do they need Pettis as special teams with all these punt returners? I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
You know, the Sills, you know, even Bachman, another kid. He catches everything his way, you know?
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting – that's going to be interesting battles in camp, Jerry. Who wins that fifth, sixth spot, you know?
Yep.
Special teams is going to be huge. You know, we'll see about that.
Let's stay on offense still. You made a couple – you put out a couple tweets about Booker catching the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah. And your boy Corey Clement too, you know? The old Eagle.
Yeah. The Philly special. God.
But no, look, Devontae Booker, you see the hands, man. You see the hands. You know, he's catching balls out of the backfield. He's obviously right now he's RB1. He's running back one, you know, until Saquon gets back. We'll talk about Saquon. He was on with us today, too.
Yep.
Booker, you know, I tell you what, Jerry, this Brightwell kid.
Yeah.
Nice hands, too, man.
Yeah.
Nice hands coming out of the backfield.
Yep.
Saratella said that, and, you know, I like to see it myself. I've been seeing it, you know. So, Saquon, I guess, you know, we'll stay on running backs a little bit. Saquon's on the Zoom, a little bit of a surprise on Zoom with us today. And, you know, Judge told us yesterday he rehabs before they hit the field. He does his work in the morning, gets his rehab in, then he watches a little bit and all that. Now, he was asked about four times today. Oh, you think you're going to be there? How's it looking for game?
Sure.
Little did anybody see, nobody could see it because of the Zoom, but Joe Judge had a machine gun pointed at him like this to make sure he doesn't say anything about injuries. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just joking around. Okay. Nobody had a machine gun pointed at Saquon. The point being is that they're not allowed to talk about injuries.
Right.
Judge hates it. He won't talk about injuries. He doesn't want his players talking about it. So Saquon, about four times today, said, oh, I'm taking it day by day, day by day, day by day.
Right.
You know, he's making progress day by day. So, but, you know, when he was asked a few times, how you looking for, you know, Denver game? How you looking week one, Trank? Looking at his reaction when he was asked, you could tell he wanted to say, you're damn right I'm going to be there for the Denver game. But he couldn't.
Right.
Because he's not allowed to. That's the way it is here.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I could tell looking at Saquon, and I know Saquon now about 4 years, right, being around him.
Yeah.
You could tell he thinks he will be ready
for
opening game, Jerry.
So your tweet was limited in practice, limited in training camp, likely no preseason, probably, maybe likely ready for week, maybe ready for week.
Yeah, Jerry, look, I think you have a better shot, you know, me filling in for Glenn Frey and the Eagles than Saquon playing a snap in preseason.
I would pay to see that concert. That'd be awesome.
Okay. So don't expect him any preseason. I expect limited work in training camp, Jerry, and they build day by day.
Yep.
Get him up to that Denver game. That's what they expect. And I can just tell the way Saquon was responding today that he 100% feels he will be ready for Denver.
Nice.
Which is good news, right, dude? I mean,
that's good. My God. Yeah, he has to. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yes, just get ready for. I don't care. Like you said, I don't care what he does in the summer, the preseason, it doesn't matter. Be ready for week one, if possible.
Right.
Evan Ingram catching.
Evan Ingram looks great, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Great.
He's in the best shape of his career, and he is catching everything out there, just to let you know.
Good.
All right, stop talking, you know, negative about this guy.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Evan Ingram and the possibilities of this offense. Is it tough to see how the line's doing at all? I mean,
it is kind of tough right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's the same thing. You know, it's Will and Ann is a right guard.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Peart over there, right tackle.
Matt Peart is huge, bro.
Did I not tell you?
Yes, you sent the picture out, right?
Yeah, he's big. He filled out even more, man.
Yeah, he looks like a monster.
Nate Solder was on with us today. And he's, look, Jerry, he's a guy. Hey, look, you could have worse, man. A guy coming in if he has to play right tackle.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, come on, let's face it. You know,
sure.
You could have worse than him.
You could have worse coming in left tackle.
Even. Right. Absolutely. If something happens to Tom, matter of fact, Nate was working both left and right tackle today.
Yep.
If something happens to Andrew Thomas, you know, you could have worse than that. You could have Bobby Hartz coming in, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, so Nate trimmed down a few pounds, but he's back basically up to playing weight again.
Nice.
He's there. He missed the sport. He's back. He spent time with his family. He's a little re-energized, he said today. You know, I even asked him, Jerry. I said, you know, this is the first time Solder's going into camp in a long time where he's really not the starter.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, they don't tell him that. They just tell him the best five is going to be out there. But these guys are no dummies. They see what's going on. You know, they know he knows he's behind Matt Peart. You know, I even asked him that. I said, you know, how's it feel, Nate? You know, it's first camp in a long time, dude. You're not really projected to be a starter. And, you know, typical Nate, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just here to help the team and all that. And, you know, being around Nate, Jerry, the dude means it, man. You know, he's no phony, man. He means it. So, look, Jerry, I set up last few months, I'll say it again, I think he'll play pretty solid football if needed for them. You know, his body's totally healed.
Yeah.
He took that year off, and I think he'll be all right, you know, if they need him. Yeah. You know, if they need him. Look, Jerry, I'll talk about it again. We talked about it before. We don't know what we have yet with Matt Burke. Let's face it.
Right. We're assuming he's going to build off of the positives from last year, but we have no idea.
But we can't sit here and go, he's a locked at right tackle.
Right.
So there's still a chance. Nate looks better than him, you know, and preseason games and all that stuff.
Gotta go a step further. I'm not saying Andrew Thomas is a lock at left tackle, right? Like it's a lot up in the air. He's going to be the guy. They're going to do everything they can to make him successful. But you know, there's a lot of question marks on the O-line, Chris. That's all.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And the interior of the line, the whole deal. So that's the biggest question mark
this season. Defensive side of the ball, Chris. Does Logan Ryan like being a Giant?
Logan Ryan loves being a Giant, bro. Yeah. He loves it here, man. His zooms are, you know, he's always good for one funny comment, you know. But he's, you know, he's just so honest, dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's just so honest with everybody. And he's great to have on. He comes on once a week when the season starts with us. He was on yesterday for the first time. And so, I mean, I did not know yet until yesterday that he actually reached out to Antro Wall and Jason Sehorn.
I mean, I love as a fan, Chris. I love that. I do. Honoring the history, but understanding why they were successful and knowing that history of the team. Like, dude, that is up. That's up every Giant fan's alley, man. That's great.
And you know, it's unbelievable, Jerry. We're not talking about some rookie here. We're talking about a Super Bowl champion.
Right. Right.
This guy played in New England. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So him to come here and he picked their brains how to get better and about the Giants organization. And all that. I mean, this guy is like totally, completely committed to this. He loves this organization.
Unreal.
This guy wants to win so bad for this team, Jerry.
Yeah.
And a couple of things he said yesterday, Logan, because, you know, Logan is honest about everything, man. You know, you ask him a question, he's going to give you the answer.
Yeah.
You might not like it, but he's going to give you the answer.
Right.
And I respect that, man. Okay. You know, don't give me the typical jerk, the idiot answer. You know, like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to be great. He'll tell you, oh, we got to work on this. Or we got to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or we can't, you know. And he's like, talking about the rookies, like, you know, Logan, you know, what about these new kids in there? And he was like, yo, he goes, these new kids are asking questions.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, there's a new generation type player, he goes, today. He goes, not all of them want to ask questions. You could tell he kind of took a shot at some of these new kids coming to the league, man.
Yep.
And he was like, you know, these guys are always asking questions. They always want to learn. They want to get better. And they're learning from the veterans, you know. And that includes, you know, McKinney, you know, right? Don A. Holm. This Aaron Robinson kid, who, by the way, is real big, dude, as a corner.
Yeah, you said that. I saw that.
You know, they want to get better, dude. I think so many fans, Jerry, are so excited about this secondary.
Oh,
right?
You should be. Should be.
So that, you know. That's why I put it on Twitter yesterday, Jerry. I was like, here's, people want to see them before they actually could see a preseason game, you know?
Right.
Because I know there's excitement about the secondary. So I wanted to show everybody on Twitter, like, yo, look, you know, here they are working out. These boys are serious, you know, the whole deal, you know? And people like that, you know? So I wanted to show them, like, this is the most anticipated group right here, right?
I mean, Aaron Robinson and Darnay Holmes are going to be battling for, like, the deepest, like, the seventh spot. Like, that's deep, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, Dory is there, obviously, you know. Right. So Logan was talking about, you know, and Logan gives you the real answer. Like, yeah, okay. He goes like this, you know, we got the potential, but we got to do it on the field, man.
Right.
You know, we got to do it on the field. Potential don't mean crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he praised Dory. That's his friend. You know, he brought him over. He got him over here big time.
Yeah.
And he thinks they could be a real good unit, but they have to put in the work. You know, and Pepper said the same thing. We got to put in the work, man.
I was going to say, Madre Harper even had a pick today, huh?
Yeah. Well, Mike Glennon was, oh, my God.
Oh, you said he was terrible.
Yeah. Look, it's only one practice and all, but Mike Glennon was horrible. He was horrible today, you know?
He's not used to the heat. Oh, wait. He was in Jacksonville.
he's used to the heat. So,
By the way, real quick, Logan Ryan, if you don't like him enough, guy runs a dog rescue. I mean, that just tells you the kind of guy he is, right?
And you know what, Jerry? I mean, I don't know if it's going to be vaccinated people, what they're doing with the locker room this year.
Yeah.
But I hope we're in it because you know what sucks, Jerry? This is the second year now Logan's on the team. Second year, I can't get next to him.
I know.
He's the type of guy you get on the side. He'll tell you, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He's that type of dude.
Yeah. And he'd be, and obviously the personality to make it work with him.
You know? So Logan's the type of guy, he says it real, And I could just tell talking to him, like, he wants it real from you.
Yeah, right.
You know, he doesn't want you up there, hey, Logan, I think you guys look great. Meanwhile, they just gave up a 420-yard passing game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I think he's the type of guy you could tell you go up to in the locker room after the game, yo, Logan, you guys got toast. What, you know, what happened out there? You know? And he'll give you the answer. Well, we just sucked. You know, he's one of those guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that sucks, man. Hopefully the locker room will be, you know, we'll see what happens, man. But because he's the type of guy you really want to, you know, talk to. So the secondary, Jerry, linebacker-wise, you know, rotating on the edges. X-Man.
You said take your boy Tay Crowder was Tay, lined
Tay's
up a lot
getting
with
the ones. Yeah. Tay's right now is getting a lot of the ones next to Blake, you know. Aziz is out there getting a little ones with the twos. Got him back, dropping it. I was watching dropping back in the coverage today.
How's Odenebo look?
Yeah, as good as you could. You know, not much you could really tell, you know. But I noticed something today that Ellison Smith, another kid, got a few reps of the ones today.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, he's definitely bigger than we anticipated, you know. He filled out a little bit.
I'm trying not to get excited, but it's like, you know, I'm overly excited. But you look at all the depth this team has all of a sudden, you know, one of them's going to work out. You know, I mean, the secondary is deep. The edge looks deep. You know, should be fun to see how all this plays out, you know, over summer and preseason and then into the season.
Yep. It'd be fun when they start, you know, mixing it up a little bit, who's getting the better of who, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Anything
else you want to mention on defense or anything that kind of stood out to you?
Not a backup quarterback. Well, look, I'm not going to get too much into that, Glennon. He wasn't that good. Daniel Jones a few times. A little hesitant again, you know? Not the snap decision, you know?
Oh, really?
But it's early, you know. You know, so I like to see a few times, you know, he looked loud, you know, then he decided to take off. It's like, dude, that ain't happening in the game. You know, he killed, you know, so.
Right. That's interesting you're seeing that already.
Yeah, obviously it's early. You know, it's early in the process here. So some of the rookies, Jerry, you know, Kadarius Williams getting some looks, at, you know, with the twos. Aaron Robinson in the slot a little bit. And like I just mentioned, Ellison Smith and Aziz, and obviously Kadarius we talked about, you know. So I'm trying to think of any, before we move on, I'm trying to think of any else nothing else really stood out, you know.
Yeah, you say Jones hit Galladay on a deep one.
Jones, yeah, a couple of nice verticals with Galladay. One real nice one. Shep, you know, looks good, man. Shep's ready to roll. And Slayton,
100 catches, baby.
Slayton's catching balls, you know, and like we talked about maybe some of the, you know, the Sills type kids and all that, but we'll see when they put the pads on too in July, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to take a break and then we will get to your questions. We'll be right back. All right. And we're back. More questions than last week, obviously, because of the mini camp. We will start off with somebody we haven't talked about in a while. Derek at D Wins chimes in with, asking about Jason Garrett, and does it need to be more innovative from a philosophical point? And if so, what level of confidence do you have in him? Like, are you looking at everything on this offense? We just talked about the playmakers and Ingram's having a good camp. Nervous a little bit about Daniel Jones. We know about the line. You know, what's the level of confidence with all of that and Jason Garrett, Chris?
Well, look, Garrett's used to those good lines in Dallas. So, Jerry, my major concern, my level of confidence is that not very high right now with this line. They're going to have to prove it to me.
Okay.
That they're going to.
Interesting.
You know, they're going to have to prove it to me because, you know, Matt Purtis, a little question mark. We don't know. Will Hernandez is the right guard. Okay. Should hold his own. Lemieux, year two. You know, Andrew Thomas, Jerry. What was he last year? He was bad at the beginning, got better, right? He's got to take it to the next level. He's a fourth overall pick,
fourth overall, yep.
He should be locking people down at the left tackle this year. I'm sorry.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Lane Johnson was a fourth overall, right? Yeah. There you go. That's how good you got to be.
Yep. You know, and Jason Garrett, you know, he's going to have Saquon back. He's got to get more creative. I'd like to see a little more motion, you know, and a little more creativity maybe with some things he wants to do with receivers. And you know, I thought he was good at times last year. Other times, obviously, not so good. So, level of confidence with Garrett, in this offensive line. Right now in the offense, Jerry, it's prove it, brother.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Let's see what it looks like in camp. You got some preseason games this year. Yeah. And obviously they roll in September, man. So yeah. Not very high, Jerry, level of confidence right now. I don't know about you, brother.
I agree with you. I'm trying not to be negative about it, but I agree with you. You gotta prove it. And like you said, he's used to those lines in Dallas, and but everything better be a little quicker now. Just Gillett, I am the real Gill. Hey guys, a question for Chris, or maybe even both of you. Using your crystal ball, which current Giant has the best chance, in your opinion, to spend his entire career with the team? As always, love the podcast and the work you guys are putting into it. Don't ever stop. Thanks, buddy. I'll give you mine. It's kind of off the wall, but I just, a lot of my opinion of this guy is from college, the reports that you gave very early on last year, and then what I saw towards the end of the season. I think Xavier McKinney is going to be a superstar in this league. I think he's going to be a guy, the easy one is to say Saquon or Daniel Jones. I'm going to go a little off the wall here and say somebody like McKinney is going to be a very good player and a Giant for a long time. I'll throw that one out there.
Yeah, look, the way he flashed a little bit last year, man, I agree with you,
Yeah.
We'll see what he does in year two now, man. He looks like he even got bigger, too, man. But
nice.
I guess, yeah, for Giant, obviously, I guess Saquon and Daniel will be the obvious. We'll see with Daniel after this year.
Obviously,
Saquon is going to be, one of them, you would think, but we'll see. We'll see after this year, too. He's another one. You don't know how they're going to view running backs as money-wise,
Yep.
How about Big Dex Lawrence, Jerry? I can see Big Dex getting a second contract here and being a Giant for a while. No?
That's a good one. Absolutely good one. Very consistent player. Should get better. Continue to get better. Could be a monster for us. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. How about that one, Big Dex? I see Big Dex being a Giant. We'll talk about draft picks, right? Obviously, guys that were drafted. I'm going to go, how about Big Dex? I think he gets that second deal in a couple of years, and he's going to be a Giant for like 7, 8, 9, 8 years.
Love it. Frank Ciotto at Frank Ciotto. Can you guys recommend some sleep aids for me? Many sleepless nights pondering the O-line's prospects. Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag not a relative. Hashtag hog mollies. I go for NyQuil, buddy. NyQuil, that'll get the job done, especially if you're not feeling too well. I am not promoting that, but for me personally, when you're feeling a little sick and you can't sleep, that's what I use. There you go.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah, no. You could try heroin, but I wouldn't recommend that.
No, don't. Yeah, that's no good.
Just kidding. I'm not telling anybody to use heroin.
Let's see. Brian Kirk. All right. Hey, guys. Hope you're staying cool. By the way, Chris.
No, I'm not staying cool, Brian. I was sweating like some sort of farm animal the last 2 days.
That'd be terrible. Oh, my God.
I felt like I was in training camp. Like, what the hell?
Hope you're staying cool early, of course. But if you had to pick who were the running backs in game one, by the way, communication breakdown for best Led Zeppelin song, keep up the great work. Nice, Brian. So the running backs for game one. So
26.
What's that?
26.
Saquon. Yeah, but does Elijah Penny make it? Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the starting back. And yeah. I mean, I would expect Penny back. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The backs.
Give me the four you got.
Oh, right now, Saquon, Booker, Penny, and who am I missing?
Brightwell.
I'm gonna go with the Brightwell kid.
Okay.
Right now. This is very early. I'm going to go with the Brightwell kid.
Yeah.
Is there somebody I'm missing, Jerry? A veteran? Is that? No. Right?
Well, no. There's Clement. There's Armstead.
Oh, yeah. That's right, man.
Yeah. There's like six right now.
Yeah.
There's Sandro Platzgummer as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Clement. Yeah, Corey Clement and the other one. I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to change. I'm going to stick with Clement. Clement, Saquon, Booker, and Penny.
So Brightwell goes on the practice squad?
I think practice, yeah, maybe practice for Brightwell.
All right, there you go. Awfully early, but no, good answer. Let's see. Here we go. Anthony Verdicchio. This guy's got to be a relative. Short and sweet. If one of our starting offensive linemen get hurt, who the hell is on our depth chart besides Nate Solder, Chris?
Oh, Zach Fulton?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
It's not great. It is what it is. Got to stay healthy.
I'll tell you right now, it's Chad Slade and Zach Fulton.
Yeah.
Pray nobody gets hurt, brother.
Yeah, you're right. John N at GoodNews08. Chris, besides,
I'm sorry, Jerry. One sec, and the kid and the guy, the veteran they brought over, Jonathan Harrison.
Those oh, from
be,
the Jets.
Those are going to be the, those are going to be those three right there.
Yeah. John N. Chris, besides what the players say to the media, you know, what's the sense? How close are these guys on the team? We've heard the secondary being a tight group, but what about the others? How close is this team, you think, Chris?
I think they're pretty close.
Yeah.
I don't get a real good feel anymore because I'm not around them
right
in the locker room, but they seem to be a pretty close unit. They seem to do a lot of things off the field, you know, and that's always good.
Yeah. Adriana Iafol, I'm going to ask this question because you put out a tweet yesterday. For those of you who are interested, Sam Beal's here. She's saying, what are the Giants waiting for to cut him? Do you think they're just going to see what he's capable of, if anything, in training camp? Hashtag buffoon crew.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to look at him in camp and we'll see what happens.
What did you see? Did you see anything from him?
I mean, you know, he was out there working hard. Yeah, he was. He? You know, he was out there working. Yeah, he was out there working. And they'll look at him in camp and we'll see where he's at. You know, I don't expect him to make the team.
Yeah.
I really don't. But, you know, it's a clean slate, I'm sure, for last year. He kind of, you know, he opted out. He kind of left a bad taste in some coaches' mouths and some of the things he did. And, but we'll see. I'm sure Judge gave him a clean slate and he's out there working now and we'll see, we'll see what he brings.
So I'm thinking supplemental picks. We have Sam Beal, Tito Wooten, Dave Brown, like off the top of my head, like, man, maybe we should stay away from that supplemental draft from now on. Sal, New York. After getting to interview the rookies and the new free agents, who can you tell are just going to be Joe Judge guys? Thanks for asking great questions, Chris, at the press conferences. Hashtag buffoon crew. So aside from like Logan Ryan, Chris, anybody else who's like a Joe Judge guy? I mean, I know one that you've said before that seems to work, your boy Evan, but Evan Engram and Joe Judge get along, but anybody else?
That's a Joe Judge guy?
Yeah, like a Parcells guy was Banks, Taylor, Carson.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously Logan, yeah. I mean, Nate Ebner, if he comes back,
yeah.
Judge loves him for special teams, but, you know.
Yeah.
Another Joe Judge guy. Blake is kind of a Joe Judge guy too. And Pep, I tell you, Judge loves Pepis, man. Loves Pepis.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, he loves Pepis. But you know, Pepis is all business, Jerry. Judge loves that.
Yeah.
You know, Judge loves that, man. He's all business, Pepis, man. Yeah. He's here. When Julius Pepis comes to the facility, he's here to play football.
You do the same thing I do, Jabril.
What?
You do the same thing I do, Jabril. What?
Yeah.
You said Julius.
I said Julius? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I do it every time.
Sorry. Yeah. When Jabril comes, man,
yeah,
he's here to play football, man.
Yeah.
And Judge loves that. He's all business, man.
Yeah. He's also real versatile, and Judge loves that, right?
Yeah. Well, they're all going to be versatile, man.
Yeah.
Jerry,
yeah.
Pepis is going to be that hybrid up at the line of scrimmage. He'll be back at safety. You're seeing it already.
Yeah.
You know, McKinney will be a high safety at times. He'll be in that slot. You know, it's up to Graham to get these guys on the field, and you know that they love the versatility of these guys, man. And Graham is a good scheme guy, man. He's going to get these guys on the field. So.
By the way, now I'm glad you brought it up because one of your tweets got me excited, and it should get a lot of you excited. He's going to play more man this year, and I just think like, you know, last year was forced into the zone, and he even said it, like, what he's doing right now is amazing. What he did against the Seahawks, teams kind of caught on to it. Then he got really. Like the Browns game, I think, was the one you brought up where you're like, there's just way too much zone and they're picking us apart. But he did a great job with what he had last year, right? The second corner was guys off the street every week. Now he's going to play more man. I get excited about that. I mean, my God.
Well, Patrick Graham, that's funny you bring that up, Jerry, right? Patrick Graham is one smart dude.
Yeah.
He's a humble dude and he never likes to show people how intelligent he is, but dude, he is like real bright.
Yeah.
Real smart. I love the guy, man. He's real smart.
Yeah.
But I outfoxed him a little bit today.
Nice.
I got him. And he doesn't even know I got him. You know, I was fooling around with him on the Zoom a little bit about his old coach. What I did was I said, hey coach, you know, what'd you see in Adoree Jackson? And you know, to bring him over here. And I gave him one of these. I said, does a guy like him now opposite of James kind of like, you know, change his schemes a little bit? And he went into it a little bit, yeah. And as he kept talking, even into the next question, he gave it away. He goes, yeah, I want to play more man. Nice. And he goes, you know, last year, he goes, I'm not going to say nothing about last year's team, he goes, but there were certain things, you know, I had to do a little more of this and that. Other words, cover threes, yeah. two zones, you know. And he basically confessed to it by saying, yeah, you're going to see more man this year because now I got a Dory.
Nice.
This kid, and I even asked him about Aaron Robinson. Yeah. You see him as more of a man guy. If you look at it on Zoom, Joe, you see I asked him about Aaron Robinson too. Yeah. I said, do you pitch? Because I'm trying to pick Graham's brain about playing more man. And he even admitted that about Robinson. He goes, yeah, you know, he'll play both this out, but he is a man guy. We're going to re-envision him playing more man. So I have Fox Pat Graham a little bit there today, bro. Okay? I kind of got him to admit, because if I would have came out and says, hey, coach, going to play more man this year? You know, he would have been like, I don't know. We'll see. You know?
So
as he kept talking, even into the next question, he admitted that, yeah, he's a man-type coordinator. He loves playing man. Couldn't do it last year because of the personnel, and he expects to do it a lot more this year. So, Jerry, that should get you excited because I know you like that man stuff too, right?
Well, I mean, when you're playing man, that means your corners are good enough to pull it off, and you're gonna be able to be a little more aggressive. That's all.
Yeah, it could be a lot more aggressive. Right? Yeah, if you have confidence in those corners, you could send 5-6 guys, brother.
What did Banks say to you one time? Let me guess. You guys all want to play man or whatever he said.
Yeah. You know. At times you can't.
So I say it carefully, like, well, I like it more, yes, but you're the giant investigator podcast now. Nice job by you. Roland at Kevin Roland 19. Can you name another time a player getting injured for the Giants was benefited the team? McKinney goes down, team signs Logan as a result, land a great player, blah, blah, blah. Thanks. I hate saying it that way, but the one I can obviously besides Sims versus Hostetler, you mean? Joe Morris going down in 89 and Otis Anderson filling in for him, getting 1,000 yards, keeping the job next year, winning Super Bowl MVP. So that's the one I can think of. Dubs Drivel, no serious questions. Keep up the great work, but are the Jazz going to win the championship this year, Chris?
Are the who?
Are the Jazz.
Utah Jazz?
Well, the New Orleans?
No, I think the Brooklyn Nets are going to win it there, Dubs.
I know. Yes, especially with Joel Embiid nursing that meniscus, huh?
Yeah, I think the Sixers, even if they survive the series, I don't think they beat the Nets. I don't think anybody's beating the Nets, dude.
I agree.
you know, so.
Ryan, well, you know what we kind of talked about, Fossil, Ryan and Aldo. A lot of Tony questions, so I'm glad you covered that. Let's see, more Tony. Micah Job Wilson at Video Game. Game something, I can't read the rest. Who is one underrated player that you think could shine this year that no one is really talking about?
One underrated player?
Yeah. That could shine.
That could shine. Hmm. I don't know. I gotta think about it. One underrated player.
I always go out on a limb. Like a little crazy predictions, right? I'm saying Sterling Shepard, I'm sticking with 100. McKinney's gonna retire a Giant. I'm gonna say under the radar, underrated, Carter Coughlin. I'm excited about him. Hmm. And then what you tweeted a couple weeks ago about being all over the place. I like him a lot. He's someone that is kind of in the mix on the edge and not really, I don't know how much he's expected to do. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him get, like, you know, 3 to 6 sacks this year and contribute that way.
Yeah, I like that one. I like Carter Coughlin. You know what? Since we're going to stick along those lines, you know what? How about Cam Brown, too? Cam Brown could do some things, too.
Yep. Lisa and Gibbo kind of asked the same question. Can you share your favorite memory of the time under Fossil? What's your favorite Fossil moment? #, also the Buffoon Crew. It's kind of talked about before. Yeah, it has to be, right? It has to be shoving your chips in the center of the table. Yeah. And the fact that he started off 9-0 against the Eagles. There you go. He could always beat the Eagles, especially early on. It was an awesome time, folks.
A lot of people don't remember that, though. We used to own the Eagles at one time.
97, 98, 99, 2000, and the 2000 playoff game.
Even in the playoffs. We used to whip up on them all the time, man. It seems like an eternity ago, but...
Well, John Fox would confuse McNabb and Sean Payton without Fox, Jim Johnson, and Jim Johnson was the man. But, Fossil beat them. Go figure. It's a long time ago, guys. We got to get back to that. I think we're on our way back.
I think we're on our way to that, though, Jerry.
God, I hope so. It'd be awesome. Let's see. True or false from John Osler. Two of the Giants' top three leaders in touchdown catches will be new guys. Two of the top three. Well, Golladay. That's one. Well, top three, right? So Ingram, clearly two. I'm on board.
How about Slayton? Oh, new guys.
Yeah, well, he's asking, will two of three be new guys?
Oh, will two of three be new guys? Yeah. Well, obviously Golladay should be one, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody new. Nah. No, they got Slayton, Shep, Ingram. Yeah. No, I think just Golladay be the new one.
Let's see. Here we go. Giants, France. Overseas questions. I like the overseas questions. If you could add three players from the Jim Fossil era to upgrade our current roster, who would you pick? Oh, I got my three. Well, yeah, yes. Armstead, easily. Yeah. My favorite Giant of all time outside of Lawrence Taylor. I mean, it's going to be a very deep secondary. It's going to be a very deep secondary, but you're going to find room for him, right? It has to be Seahorn.
And a deep backfield with Tinky.
Yeah, or Strahan. I don't know.
And then Strahan. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But Strahan, like, I feel like Armstead and Seahorn were almost exclusively Fossil. Like, Strahan just spanned, like, you know, Dan, you know, he was there, what, when Reeves was there?
How about the Hannah?
Yeah, Keith Hamilton's another one.
You know, how about the Hammer? Bring him over. I love the Hammer, man. He was good.
Yeah, who else I liked? He was wasn't great, but I liked Sam Garns. He was a good player.
I like Sam. Yeah. Yeah. He was a nice player.
It was a lot of fun under Fossil, especially early on because it was exciting. You saw guys like Armstead and Seahorn, who had been with the team for a few years. And Strahan, right? 93, 94.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they were what in the 93 draft was Strahan and Armstead, and then 94 was Seahorn. Those guys were kind of not toiling, but Strahan was playing a lot. Armstead, they didn't know what to do with. I remember Reeves was going to make him a safety. Yeah. He said he's a tweener. Let's try and make him safety. What are you, crazy? Yeah, Jesse Armstead could be a safety?
Remember, so I had a plan with like special teams at first.
Right, that's it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I think Lawrence Taylor made the comment. He reminds me of me when I was younger. Yeah, okay. Okay, we got to play him at linebacker then. But those guys toiled for a while. They really all kind of came into their own in 97, man. That was a fun team. And, of course, Michael Irvin talks about it. Seahorn made him cry. So, my God. Yep. Good times. Chris, here you go. Old school Giants. So film question. What was the problem with Lemieux's pass protection last year? Was it physical mistakes, mental mistakes?
Footwork. Oof, man. Foot off balance.
Is the problem correctable?
Yeah, everything's correctable. Yep. We'll see with this Rob Sale guy, you know.
Yeah.
Rob Sale's in it. And don't forget, Pat Flaherty's back, the old-time offensive line coach, you know. So, it's correctable. No question.
Rob Cosise, I know you probably don't like rankings, but could you rank past Giants coaches top 1 to 5? Would you see where would Fossil fall? He's kind of lost in there and not mentioned a lot. Hashtag buffoon crew. Chris, do you want to rank Giants coaches or no?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, Parcells, right?
Yeah.
Coughlin.
Yeah. Go old school. It's got to be like Steve Owen. He coached him for like 30 Steve years.
Old, right. Yeah. That's old school.
And then like, does Jim Lee Howe count? And he had Tom Landry and Jim and Vince Lombardi as his coordinators.
I know. Does that even count? Oh, Ray Hanley, 1A.
Yeah, right. Ray Hanley, John McVay.
Hey, listen, Fossil went to the Super Bowls. It's fair to say number 5 for him or something.
He's a top 5. Honestly, it's Parcells and Owens, Coughlin, like you said. I guess you have to go with a Jim Lee.
It's old school.
I didn't watch Jim Lee Howe coach.
Yeah,
but you won a championship, right?
So yeah, Fossil. Let's put it this way: Fossil top 5. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, he deserves that. He deserves that.
All right, let's see if I can find one more. A lot of the same questions, so I apologize, guys. Here we go, Darth Durango. Chris, what are your thoughts on using Barkley in a similar role as Reggie Bush with the Saints? Bush suggested the Giants should monitor Barkley's reps back when he was drafted in 2018. Do you think that's a good idea or not?
Well, obviously this year you're going to have to monitor his reps at first.
Yeah.
You know?
But like using him, like really almost platooning him a bit, at least especially at first with Booker. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, this year you're going to have to, you know, I think, yeah. But, you know, platooning, like, Look, let Barkley get back to 100%. He's not going to be playing unless he's 100%.
Yeah. You know? Right.
And then when he is on, obviously at first, you know, you got Booker, you know, to give him a blow.
Yeah.
And, but no, I don't think that when he's back 100%, not like Reggie Bush. No, he's more Bill Powell. No, you know, Saquon deserves to get his load. Jerry, Saquon, when he's back.
I mean, forget what he did.
His he's got to get his 20 plus touches. Yeah. I
forgot. He was awesome his rookie year.
Yeah. He's got to get his 20 plus touches. No, I'm not going with like Reggie Bush, 10, 12, 13 touch hand, you know, a game. No. Saquon's got to get his 20 touches. I'm sorry.
And talking about a fossil era guy, that's what they did with Tiki Barber at first, right? He didn't get that many touches, and then they didn't know what they were going to do with him. And then later on, he, you know, built his body the right way, held the ball up more, and got the ball every down. So, you know, I agree with you, Chris. I think Barkley's an every down guy, and we have to remember what he was like his rookie year.
Especially Jerry, he's basically had a whole year off. His body hasn't taken a beat, and he's got like a whole year off from, you know, his body wise, you know?
Right, right.
So it's like 3 years in the league.
Yeah.
Like this is like really is like his third year if you think about it, because his body didn't take that punishment in year three.
Yeah.
You know, it's year four, but it's really year three for his body.
Do you want to talk about his Zoom at all? Like he was going through a tough time with his rehab, no? Mentally?
Yeah, he was down. Yeah. You know, he was down. And look, a lot of guys, you know, when they get injured like that, man, you know, they get down, man. You kind of separate from the team. You don't know if you're going to come back the way you were, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy on these guys, man. It's a serious injury, you know? But he talked about the Giants organization and Joe Judge, too, he mentioned.
Yeah.
You know? The fact that his family was there and he got over some of the dark times when he was down. A lot of guys go through that and he's ready to roll now, man. You know, he's ready, you know?
Yeah.
But I sense, you know, I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder too, Jerry. Like, you know, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still one of the best damn backs in this league. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, 2 years ago he got injured, Jerry. And he finished with 1,000 yards, but he was injured. Remember, he missed a few games. Wasn't right even when he came back.
Yeah.
Last year we know what happened. You know, so you start talking NFL back. So this guy's great. This guy's great. You know, because Barkley's been, you know, away from it. You know, I think he's going to come in like, oh, don't forget about me.
Yeah, right.
I'm still the best back. I'm one of the best backs in this damn game. You're going to see it now. Yeah. I'm back.
Nice.
That's the attitude Saquon has. You could see it, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, look, from what I'm hearing, everything's the rehab is going good. You know, Jerry, let's talk about Joe Judge before we wrap this up. I'm talking to a guy today, and he's telling me about Judge, and he was talking to some veteran coaches on the staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the Giants staff. Guys who, you know, coach, they've been with Saban's, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy told me today that these assistant coaches on the Giants are so impressed that Joe Judge knows everything they should be doing. What do you mean, Chris? Well, say you're the secondary coach or assistant, you know, say you're Jerome Henderson, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Backfield coach, the defensive backfield coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Judge knows everything you should be doing. Everything about the position, every technique about defensive backs. You go to a linebackers coach, same thing. He'll go to Rob Selt, Pat Flaherty, from what I understand. He's been around forever, right, Jerry Flaherty?
Yeah.
Coughlin days. He comes here, and I got this from a very good source today. Very good source. I like to say somebody who's close to the situation, okay?
Yeah.
And even Flaherty goes, this guy, they're so impressed with Joe Judge and his knowledge of the game, Jerry.
I can't imagine, knows, like, you got to be on your toes, right? I mean, I have a boss like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And his knowledge of every position on the field.
Yeah.
A la somebody else we know up in Foxborough, right?
Yeah.
He knows, Belichick knows everything that's going on, right?
It reminds
me. This is no Adam Gase we're talking about here, right?
It reminds me of two things. The thing I literally just said before with Jim Lee Howe, there was a story of someone going in his office, his feet are up on the desk. He looks at the reporter and says, not much to do around here with Lombardi and Landry here. And what you used to say about McAdoo going to practice, swinging the whistle around the whole time. And you're like, dude, okay, are you going to do anything here? You're going to start coaching? And you know, that's the other side of that, right? And Judge last year, his involvement with the O-line, he kind of showed us that. Like, you know, Andrew Thomas isn't working. What the hell's going on here? And then he made a change. So, you know, it's
Jerry, he
it's
jumped
awesome
in.
To hear.
Jerry, when the line wasn't going well this year, he jumped in himself and he started showing technique. He was showing the offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And Colombo didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Colombo had that attitude. Oh, what do you know? You don't know more than me. You know what I mean? I played this thing. I've been an offensive tackle for years, you know?
Yeah.
And Joe Judge is so confident in his knowledge of the game. And it doesn't mean he's an arrogant guy. It doesn't mean he, you know, it just, this is the confidence he has about the sport, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, he's a student of the game. He knows what each position should be doing, technique-wise.
Right.
Everything, Jerry. You got veteran coaches telling people that, wow, man, we love working for this guy. This guy knows everything.
Yeah.
And it's so impressive, Jerry, for a 39-year-old dude, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know?
Like I say, then he went up to Jason Garrett and said, you're next. No,
it's just so impressive, Jerry. The person was telling me today, and I was like, man, that's unbelievable. You know, you got veteran coaches who guys have been around, you know, a while, and they're saying they love working for this guy, and he doesn't do it in an arrogant way, Jerry. He doesn't go to a coach and say, hey, what are you doing? You don't know how to coach this guy? Let me show you how. He doesn't do that.
Yeah, right.
You know? But he has his way. He wants his way. He wants the teachers. We all know that. And this guy, Jerry, he knows. You see it today. I was watching him today. He was on the field 5 minutes. He was F-bombing this one unit. Didn't like the way it was going.
Nice.
He went across the field. He was throwing some F-bombs on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
He felt something wasn't right here. He's blowing a whistle, screaming.
Yeah.
Not in a way that I'm the head coach. I could scream at you type way.
Yeah, right.
He's just a guy that wants it done his way, Jerry. And you know what I mean? And hey, look, man, very impressive, Jerry, when somebody told me that today about veteran assistant coaches, dude, that say this guy knows every damn position. I think Giant fans should be happy to have this guy leading the squad. You know what I mean? Because this is a football junkie, man, but a guy that will adapt. A guy that will listen, you know, Jerry, not like it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
But it's a guy that will listen to his players. He'll listen to his coaches.
Right.
At the same time, you can't walk in and go, well, you know what, Logan Ryan, no coach. The reason why he got beat here is because, you know, he slipped on, he was on the wrong hash ball. No, you can't jerk this guy. You can't stroke this guy because he knows the game. You know what I mean, Jerry?
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
You're Jerry Foley, and you're the secondary coach, defensive back coach. You come to me, I make believe I'm Joe Judge, and you tell me, I ask you, hey, Jerry, what happened in that 3rd-and-15 dig? And you tell me, well, you know, Chris, he was a little bit off on the head. But you know he knows the answer, right? You know, you get what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
You can't fool him, dude.
I got to ask you, is it more intimidating that way when you're asking him questions in the presser?
He's not intimidating. You just know you're not going to get any out of him.
Okay.
You know, this is another thing that sucks not being around him, Jerry.
Right.
Because we still haven't, you know, you can't get him on the side. Hey, coach, you got a second? Hey, listen, I think the Eagles suck. I don't know why you rooted for him. You know, fooling around. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
He's a funny dude, Judge. He has a real good personality.
Yeah.
But Jerry, we're on a Zoom like me and you talking right now. It's tough because number one, Joe ain't gonna give you anything. Judge ain't gonna give you anything.
Right.
Okay. He will explain things to you, you know?
Yeah.
But he's just not gonna give you much as he's explaining it to you. You understand what I'm getting at?
Right. No, I totally get it. Yep.
So
good stuff, man. Anything else worth mentioning? You're good.
No, that's it. Tomorrow's the last day of minicamp, and that's it into training. They got a couple OTAs next week, but it'll be light, and then obviously training camp end of July.
Cool. So you can report on that. We'll have a podcast next week, probably same time midweek. We'll do questions again, and then we'll go from there. All right, guys, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider. By the way, guys, we print next July 9th, so it's a bit out. Go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys, remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.